Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We're here today with Levi Carey, Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation. And Levi, we're going to talk about a really fun activity we have coming up.
Yes, we've got HRMC sponsoring the Food Truck Wednesday on July 26th, and we've got some fun stuff lined up for that.
I hear we're going to dunk a dock.
Yeah, so we are going to have a dunk tank set up, and we've got various doctors from a range of professions who are going to be joining us and spending some time up in the hot seat. And the public has the opportunity to come by and throw a few fastballs and see if they can't put them underwater. So
now the Food Truck Wednesday is a free event. It's an event open to everyone. HRMC is sponsoring. We're going to have some fun yard games and things like that, some little carnival games for kids. What are the funds from dunking the docks going to, Levi?
So we are, at the HRMC Foundation, we are working on raising funds for our new dialysis unit that recently opened here in town. So all proceeds for Dunk a Dock will go towards that unit. It's an expanded unit that's going to allow much easier access to our patients and allow us to provide service for more patients than we were previously. So that's where the proceeds for our Dunk a Dock are going to go.
Great. Well, we're really looking forward to that and think that'll be a fun event. Other things that happen, you've been to the Food Truck Wednesday event. This is a great thing that the Huron Connect group in town puts on. It is the fourth Wednesday of each month, and this is the last one for the summer. HRMC and the foundation are getting involved in this to share that with our community and promote just getting out and networking and connecting with and enjoying the great things that we have here in our community.
Well, yeah. So my kids really look forward to it because we were there for the last one, and they have bouncy houses, and my kids love the bouncy houses. So they were in jumping for a solid hour the night we were there. So there's always entertainment provided. We've got live music this time around. They've had magicians. They've done a range of things. And then, the food is great. We've got food trucks from Huron. We've got food trucks that have come in from out of town. So really a great opportunity to try some good foods and be out with hopefully a beautiful evening with your fellow community members. So
any clues on what do you have a name or two names for us that we might be dunking?
Well, yeah, I could give a couple names, I think. So like I said, we've got doctors from a range of professions. So we do have Dr. Cy Hotvit, who is going to be in the chair for a while. And then I believe Dr. Craig Steinhoff, superintendent of the Huron School District, is going to take a turn as well. So there's a couple names for you. And we'll have more that will release as we go on. So,
and there have to be people out there listening or in the community that want to dunk one of those two.
I would have to think. Yep. Well, not me, but I'm sure somebody wants to. Yeah.
So you talked about the dialysis fundraising. That unit is open, but that doesn't mean that the fundraising has stopped for that. The foundation made a commitment to fundraise for that.
Yeah, so the total cost of the project was $2.45 million, and the foundation was tasked with raising half of that. So we're trying to raise about $1.2 million for the project. And, we're running this campaign through early September with our humanitarian golf tournament on September 9th. That's kind of the cutoff date we've set for the project. And as of right now, we are over the $500,000 mark. We're at about $530,000. So we've made good progress, but we've got a ways to go. So if you've hopefully you've heard about our project, you've heard about our fundraising campaign. So if you've been thinking about contributing and just haven't done it yet, we're kind of winding down that campaign over the next couple months. So we'd love your consideration for a donation. So
yeah, and, and that unit is open. We've talked to some of the patients there that are really seeing the benefits of being in that new unit with one level access and a new water system and the expansion that we need to serve people in our communities. So that's great. You're ending that with the humanitarian golf tournament. That's one event that's coming up that benefits the foundation. We have another one that actually benefits dialysis on September 2nd. Tell us a little bit about Andy's Road Race. Where did the funds are going to go to dialysis? What are we doing with that event?
Yeah, so Andy's Road Race is an annual 5K, 10K, I think, as well. And we've got the option to ride your bike if that's more your style. And people run, people walk. It's a great event that's been going on for a long time. The HRMC Foundation became involved just a couple of years ago, and it's always gone towards kidney health. And so this year we're using those funds for the dialysis capital campaign. It's the Saturday morning of Fair Weekend out at Memorial Park. So a great local event that's been happening for a number of years that is going to benefit our dialysis campaign. So if you're a walker, a runner, a biker, any or all of the above, we'd love to see you out there.
So that's the first weekend in September. And then we move on to the second weekend in September. It's kind of a busy time. We're gonna see some changes. We've talked about it a little bit to our humanitarian golf tournament, but I think we have some more details now. So can you share a little bit about that tournament and what we are looking forward to?
Well, yeah, we're just trying to make this event be accessible to everyone who wants to get out and have a good time. So traditionally, the humanitarian golf tournament has been an 18-hole golf tournament, and we want to keep that option available to the people who have been playing in it for years and who look forward to it every year. You know, when we do an 18-hole golf tournament, though, a lot of times we hear people say that, man, I'm only up for nine, and I'm not a good golfer. I just want to go out there and have fun. So we've got, we're adding a nine-hole tournament that's much more laid back, kind of for those people that spend a lot of time in the trees and the water like I do. So we're going to try to do some fun things with that, have some fun games involved, and then we're timing it so the 18 holes start at 10 and the 9 holes start at 1. So we're kind of timing it so everybody gets done at the same time. And then we're going to kind of do our awards presentation and have a meal and have some live music by the pool at the country club. So kind of cap it off with a fun pool party with a band and some good food and think it'll be a really fun day.
Just it's so great to talk about all these fun events. So we have Food Truck Wednesday on July 26th. You can dunk a dock while supporting the HRMC Foundation and dialysis. Andy's Road Race on September 2nd. You can run, walk, you can bike that 23-mile bike ride. And then we have ending it all, capping it all off with the HRMC Foundation Humanitarian Golf Tournament. Very exciting.
Fun times for sure.
If you're interested in any of these events or have questions about any of these events, who should they call? Can they call here at the foundation?
They can call here at the foundation. They can call my direct line, 605-353-6319, and that'll get you right to me.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Levi.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.